Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jimmy Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting third. The center fielder, Terry Moore. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ina Slaughter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Creepy Crespi. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Harry Gumbert. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting third. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Nanny Fernandez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chet Ross. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Max West. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sibby Sisti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Javery. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Al Javery. And now, play ball. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Slaughter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crespi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. Two outs. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes West. The throw from O'Day and he is out, Crespi applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Creepy Crespi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crespi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a line drive into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Jabari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jabari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Holmes moves to second. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti misplays the ball. That's an error on Sisti. Brown moves to second. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore bunts towards the mound. Jabari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Musial moves to second. One out. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 0 for 1 in the game. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards first. West fields it and throws to second for the out. Musial moves to third. Two outs. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 0 for 1 in the game. Clutz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to third. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Clutz moves to second. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to home to get Fernandez. Clutz moves to third. Ross moves to second. One out. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Javery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Javery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Creepy Crespi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crespi is 0-for-1 in the game. Crespi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-1 in the game. Marion hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gumbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-2 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crespi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Musial moves to second. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 0-for-2 in the game. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Musial scores. Moore moves to second. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanders hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. West fields the ball and throws to Javery covering. Safe. Moore scores. Slaughter moves to second. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Creepy Crespi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crespi is 0-for-2 in the game. Crespi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fernandez fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to second. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Fernandez moves to third. Two outs. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-2 in the game. Marion strikes out. One out. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Javery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Javery hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-3 in the game. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti misplays the ball. That's an error on Sisti. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moore bunts for an out with unknown description. Musial moves to second. One out. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Slaughter takes first base on ball 4. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti misplays the ball. That's an error on Sisti. Musial moves to third. Slaughter moves to second. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. O'Day hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Creepy Crespi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crespi is 0-for-3 in the game. Crespi hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Harry Walker now playing left field. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moore. Miller reaches second base with a double. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Clutz bunts for an out with unknown description. Fernandez moves to second. One out. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. It's Cardinals, 2, Braves, 2. Skippy Roberge pinch runs for Chet Ross. Johnny Beasley now pitching. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberge moves to second. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisti hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Javery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Javery hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Braves 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Cooney now playing left field. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-3 in the game. Marion strikes out. One out. Johnny Beasley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beasley strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wehner bunts for an out with unknown description. Holmes moves to second. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beasley fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Beasley. Holmes moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Fernandez is walked intentionally. Miller moves to second. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Clutz hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Holmes scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.